Hey, Chavro, that term that you remember hearing in 5th, 6th grade, 7th grade, whatever it is, mishmar. Let me tell you what that really means as opposed to what emotional response it elicits, whether positive or negative. So, mishmaros were watches. Specifically, a guard watch. When it came time to the Mikdash, to the base of Mikdash, to the Mishkan, there were different mishmaros of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael. It was broken down into different achrayas. At different times of the year, different times of the day, where there should never be that the Mikdash was left unguarded. It was a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. It was a mitzvah d'oraisa to always have a shmira. Now, shmira means a watching, a guarding. We know that with regards to Torah, that the biggest mogin to Klal Yisrael now, the Gemara in Sota, I think around Yod, discusses the difference between a mitzvah and Torah. Is that a mitzvah is a shmira while you're doing it, or it's a magin, a Torah is a magin, a shmira, even while you're not doing it, and to different, and lav dafka to just you. I think I'm going to quote this from, for lack of a better term, at the pulpit, but Rochelle Alter just spoke in Lakewood. And he mentioned the Medrash that says that one Jew learning Torah, be'in, meaning really specifically attempting to understand what they're learning, ad borio, which means until the end of their understanding, is shomer 40,000 yidden. I don't know what that number is because I didn't see it inside, but divrei pi chachamim chein. When Rishal Alter Shlita says something, it's very powerful. So there are, how many of us? 15 of us? 15 times 40,000, it's powerful. So the mishmar is when you're learning at night. Well, maybe there's less of a shmir, less people are learning at night. As a matter of fact, we know that that the father of the Avnei Nezer, so Avnei Nezer was the first rabbi of Sokotchov, the son-in-law of the Kotzker rabbi. His father was learning on Purim. Purim is a day where everyone's osek b'mitzvos, and it's mamish the highest, the most beautiful day. But a little bit, what happens? Everyone's osek b'mitzvos, no one's in the base medrash. And there are oros in the base medrash, always. And the oros have to be spread out evenly. So no children cry, he got more. But if you're the only one in the base medrash, and Allah has come, if you're the only one in the base medrash in the country, or maybe even in the world, so then all of the oros go to you. And because they all went to him, he was zocha to have a son that was mamish mayor, kol klal Yisrael, from chasidim to misnagdim. Everyone holds the Avnei Nezer. It's an achra, right? His son was the Shemishmua. So the idea of having a mishmar, of learning at a time where not everyone else is learning, is a very powerful thing. I wish I knew enough to be able to know how to send with kavanas to something. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where our hearts are and that there are mamash helig yidden that are being moser nefesh. And you look at the pictures, and more so than when I was a child. There's just more pictures of frum yidden. Of yidluch with peis and guns. More older now. It's not just 19, 18, 19. If you look at the ones that are nifter, it's 25, 30, 31, 28, because they're on miluim. These are tatas. And not just that. The Rosh Hashiva and I we were discussing, do we talk about it enough? Can you talk about the matzah of Eretz Yisrael, which, by the way, is a misnomer. This is not the matzah of Eretz Yisrael. This is just the matzah. So Binbin knows that if you're in my shir, you're going to hear it until your ears bleed, right? But this is everywhere. This is everywhere. Pause it for a second. So, so now we go for the osios. Okay. Chevra, I'm welcome to feedback. Okay? Understand? Like, I try to get a sense of what everyone, you know, everyone's holding in different places. And if it's, if this type of thing is a little bit too esoteric, which means too, like, high-minded and a little bit above what we should be doing at this time, you can come and tell me. If it's something that requires, like, real, you know, real focus and it's the time is too late, you can also come and tell me. Maybe I'll try to mix it up. The Arizal and Svas, so the Mechaber, Zatzal, right, Rav Yosef Karo, very much wanted to learn from the Arizal. They were both there, understand? And Rav Yosef Karo was much older. The Arizal died when he was 39. 36, 39, so...
It's almost
36. 36, okay, whatever. So the Arizal... But the Arizal said to him, your Shorish Neshama is not in...
Halacha.
It's not in this area. It's not in Soed. It's not in Pnimis. You're supposed to be doing what you're doing, which is Amkus in Halacha. Amkus, Mamash, depth of Halacha, and spreading that. But he wanted to learn from the Arizal. It was the Arizal. And he came to the Shir, and he fell asleep. And he woke up, and the Arizal said, it's too heavy. Tried again, and fell asleep. Tried again, third time, and fell asleep. And Yosef Karo, this is the Mechaber we're talking about. It's not someone who just falls asleep at Shiram. Something was going on. Understand? It's not like he was just like, oh man, I was just watching the game last night, right? And like, I can't stay up. It's the Mechaber of Klal Yisrael. The Mechaber, the author. Period. Which author? No, no, no. Can call him the author, and we'll know who we're talking about. Okay? So, there are ideas about being a little bit too tired for Pnimius. Okay. But I would like to plow forward because there are just such. I didn't bring the.
Come on.
Okay, who wants to be a runner? You're gonna miss a little bit of shear. Just heads up. What?
I'll do it.
Half the better runner.
Just anyone who's. Okay. Azriel, listen. In my office is a book. Okay, Chavra, here we are. We're on page Tavkuf, Lamed Vav. Okay, Mikan Ve'elech. La'orich Maimer Zeh. So from here on, and the rest of this Maimer, Yavo Roshi Aprokim Be'inyan Ha'oisio. So we're going to bring the Roshi Prokim. Roshi Prokim means the... Here, there are more of them here. Roshi Prokim means just the... An introduction, table of contents.
Do you have one more?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're looking with me, okay? Efes kitzosehen shel havanos rishonos, asher beratzos Hashem yirchavnu od. Right? We're going to go to the end of what we can, just to get a little bit of a glimpse into it. Kol ha'osios, inan ki'im eser sfiros. All of the osios... All of the letters, Ashkoya Tzadek, Shkoya. Okay. I described it well, no? I described it well? Okay, we'll get there.
Me too.
It's Chevra?
Deep.
Hine noida. Shebe'esu sviros nivra ha'olam. That with the 10 sviros, the world was created. We are doing this in Shir Vada. Okay, so. I'm looking at the room, and the room breaks into about two categories. The chevra that already learned about inyanim like this, and the chevra that hasn't. So for all intents and purposes, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to very, very quickly explain to you
that
the number 10 is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu go a different way. He's going to give a little bit of a hakdama, okay? But basically, that word itself, if we were to look at the osios, right? So chatzkala, if we were to look at the osios of spheros, a sefer, sipor, mispar, all have samach peresh, right? Safir, safir is sapphire, okay? Sofer is someone who writes. All of it surrounds the idea that, and this is a deep concept, the elements that bring the essence of something about so that it can be received. The elements that bring the essence of something about so that it can be received. For example, a pipe between the main water source and my house, the pipe between there and here so that I can receive the water in a way where it doesn't explode my entire house and just send the waterfall in. There's a pipe that's the correct length and correct size and correct material, you know, when you dig underneath. You can't just put any pipe for any liquid or things like that. There are gas pipes and there are sewer pipes, trust me. Chavra, if you... Trust me, there are very specific pipes. The pipe in and of itself, it has no purpose. Meaning, I don't care about the pipe. But the pipe is the way that I get what it is that I want. And without the pipe, I can't receive it. Hashem is infinite. Ein Sof. So for him to create a world of that's finite, how does that work? So in order to allow the light, the or, the clarity that he is Ein Od Milvado, to come into a world, to allow the world to be, he creates pipelines that are in every last thing in the world that keeps them in existence. That's why Havaya, Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, is a representative of the spheros. It keeps the world in existence. Hashem keeps the world in existence. These pipelines. A sefer is a book. The book in and of itself doesn't do anything. It's the osios that are in the book. It's the concepts that are in the book that matter. But the book is how you get it. A sipur, a story. Like a mashal, right? A sipur. The story doesn't matter. It's the message behind the story that matters, right? A safir. A safir is a sapphire. A sapphire is a way to filter light so that it's not so bright so that now it can actually be used. That's what sapphire is. That's what sapphire represents. Okay? Numbers. Misparim in and of themselves. They're not anything. Right? I have five. What, though? Five of what? Five is just it's just a concept. Five of what? When you have the five items in front of you, okay, five is a way to represent the amount of those items, but in and of itself, it is nothing. However, it's very, very important to know how to manipulate, how to work on, how to fix when these pipelines are not the way they should be. Okay? Chavra, that is a hakdama to what we can talk about mamish for years and years. If you come to, or you can listen to on Spotify or whatever, yutorah.org, any shiurim I do about Tanya, or when I say Panemius, like a hakdama to Panemius, this is always what it means, something to this effect. And by the way, if you look for the number 10, you'll find it's a very powerful number. Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra olam. Hashem created the world by 10 utterances. Asara sedibros, right? That the Aleph was saved for Anoichi Hashem Elokacha. Okay? That you and I count in tens. You and I count in tens. That we have 10 fingers and 10 toes. That the number 10, you go all over the place. It's unless this Fashtunk in a country that we're in now, that tens is really the way you count. I'm a woodworker. I can tell you it is the worst thing, the imperial system. I know that might make me a communist or whatever, but the foot and yard and inch and mile is insanity.
It goes by 12?
If you just... It, Halavai. It doesn't go by anything.
What?
It doesn't go by anything. There's no rule. How many in a mile? 5,280. What?
5,820.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
You say it's 5,820? I think it's 5,280.
I think 5,785.
Wow, that got aggressive.
It's 5,280.
You're wrong.
Yeah, it's 5,280.
The only lesson, here, Tzadik, is don't correct your Rebbe.
Hit him.
Okay? But also, we're going to have to erase that from the Bafar Hazia. But also...
What? No. So should we pause it and then go back?
Don't act like
we could do that.
It's
true.
Don't do this.
Oh. I mean, that was a little crazy. You're supposed to be the
it's better. It's getting a little violent.
Yeah, that was, you're supposed to be the better twin. You've lost your standard. Bring in Akiva.
What was I going to say?
Oh my
God. Yeah. No, I'm losing myself now.
Serious.
Okay, so
imperial system.
Yeah. So that's the imperial system, the metric system, which, by the way, literally the entire world except for us and some crazy third world country.
What?
I'm serious. Yeah. Look at the stats. It's the United States, and then like,
mm-hmm.
like no, like even.
Pakistan.
Anyway, the point being that you if you look with eyes to see, you'll see that 10. The 10 has a very special power. Now, every number has a special karach. Know that shebe'eser ha'sfiros nivra ha'olam. That the world was created with these 10 conduits. There's no good translation to sfira. These 10 conduits, these 10 pipelines, these 10... light carry. It's Kol sfira hi or ukli lemida achas me'asar hanhagos akayamas bebriya. However, there are 10 different things that are all really one. Each one, okay, is a light and a vessel to a specific characteristic from the 10 ways that the world continues to be ever since creation.
Why does Hashem need to do it through this?
Kinoda mikol asvar makdoshim. That's known from all the Svar Makdoshim Kasher He'etzil ha'elyon yisparach Shema esas sviros. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanated, okay, the sviros ha'isa behen shvira v'nafila. This chevra, I'm going to tell you, we are going to skip through because it also requires a huge akdama. But when you look in the Svarim, you will find something called shvira sakelim. Shvira sakelim means that these vessels that Hashem created, when he sent the clarity of his existence, that he is infinite, into the vessels that he created, they shattered, being unable to hold the light. What was the point of them to begin with? That shattering, okay, was then, from those pieces, was made almost the second set of these kelim. La'achar mikein nasa behem hatikun veheala. After this falling, and after this breaking, there was a fixing and a bringing back up. Stay with it for a second. Zes soid, this is the secret. Kol avodos b'nei Yisrael bechol maaseihem. That we just said, the idea of something having so much light that it shatters. The broken pieces are collected from falling and brought back up to a new essence is the secret to all avoda of every yid that ever lived. In everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
On a certain level, yeah. On a certain level, the more Torah you learn, the more primius you learn, and the more science that they get correct, you will see something crazy in the hashva, in the comparisons. It is not crazy to say that whatever it is they're picking up on was the physical manifestation of whatever Shvira Sekelim is. It's beyond my pay grade.
Physical thing.
It's beyond my pay grade. But all of that has nothing to do with the fact that right here and right now, that when I walk down the stairs, when I say hello to somebody, when I open up my Gemara, when I take food and put it in my mouth, everything that I'm aiming to do is to fix something that's broken, put it back together, and send it back up. L'takin oylam b'malchus shakai ad tikun ha'shalom. To fix the world with Hashem's malchus until the final fixing.
That word
has been co-opted by very, very not real entities. Something called Tikkun HaOlam. But it doesn't take away from where that really comes from.
Does it mean in the physical? What does that mean?
So it means...
Wait, what do they mean by Tikkun HaOlam?
By doing nice things.
Cleaning up the park.
That is a nice thing.
It's not. Listen, it comes from a place. It comes from a place of lack of clarity. It comes from a place of lack of clarity when, let's say, other groups of Jews that are not connected to Torah try to bring out ideas. But the inner essence of a Yid, even if they have no Torah, still is trying to fix things. Havdil. I just saw a clip of Bernie Sanders. He is very confused.
This is not political.
It's not political. This is a Yid who in his heart wants to fix things. He feels there's brokenness in the world. He feels there's brokenness and wants to fix it. Now, when I hand my son the hammer and I say we're fixing something in the house, I'm the one that knows how to fix the thing. And I hand it to him, and he knows there's something broken. But I'd have to be a moron to allow him to then take the hammer to the thing and just go at it. Right? Why? Because he doesn't have the knowledge of how to fix things. Does he know, I want to help Tati, I want to fix things? Yes. So when Bernie Sanders, who has zero Torah to his name, wants to fix things, so he goes and he says, the Jews are the, you know, it was terrible what Hamas did. And then he goes and he says, but what's going on in Gaza is the, right? So anyone who knows Tov and Ra can tell the difference. But he doesn't. That's why he wants everyone to be equal. And he wants everyone to be happy, and that there should be money for everyone. But all of that is just coming from his heart. There's no Torah involved. But that's tikkun. That's what the reform movement, as it would be called. It calls tikkun olam, which is just trying to fix the world, make it better. But you don't know what better is. If you can't define what is tov, if you can't define what is tov, then you can't define how to get it there. They think tov is just good. So it's like what society deems is good. No, it's not. Society right now deems it's good for you to identify however you want, and now society is deciding that freedom fighters are being persecuted by the new Nazis. Who are the new Nazis, you ask? Oh, it's crazy. Turns out it's the Jews all along. The Nazis were inside us all along, right? It's just a beautiful story, right? Meaning, it's so absurd. But like, you think you want good, so on Twitter, everyone is saying that this is what good is. No, that can't be. It has to be shvir sakelim alpi, what the Torah says is building the kelim back up. It starts by, there should be no more poor people. If you look at Torah, lahavdi alfi avdalos, there's communism in it, right? Okay. That leket shichachon peya, that there's meiser, okay, and that there's meiser. And that there's Meiser Ani, there's Meiser Ksofim, that the halachos of how to deal with money are very, very strictly enforced. There's Ona, which means you can't charge a sixth more than market value. That sounds like communism to me. I made an invention. Why can't I charge $5,000 for this inhaler that we made, even though children are going to die, we made it, right? I think it was a cancer drug. What was it? That crazy Russia, like 8 years ago, someone figured out, he quickly hopped the patent for a specific type of medicine and drove up the price by 5,000%. Why? Because he could. So communism would say, no, you can't. Right? Torah would also say, no, you can't. But when it's run by a paranoid schizophrenic with a big mustache who's like the less evil Hitler, and like that's the best thing you could say about him at that moment, even though technically he killed more people then, right? So like, it's not going to end up well. But yeah, and feminism. So feminism, that if a woman and a man are doing the same exact job, that she should make the same amount? How could that not be? What's the reason that shouldn't be? There's no reason. There's no reason. But the idea that women are equal to men in their avoda in the world, that we have the same tafkid, that we're supposed to fix the same thing, is lunacy. It's lunacy. And look where it's led. It's led to just one bathroom. I'll move on. Le'el shechayos shechios akol ba al yedei ha'oisios, and based on what we explained before, that all of life's blood comes through that the chiyus, that the vitality that you and I get are from the osios. So misbaher mashikasu besvar megdoshim shaosios hein hasfiros. So that's what we all understand. That so do these pipelines have like a shape or whatever? Yes, they actually do. They actually do. The osios are the pipelines. When one os is missing a little bit of thing in his entire sefer Torah, the entire sefer Torah's puzzle, it's not pulling down the oros that it's supposed to be. The pipe is broken. When someone's sick, their body is not. The pipes are not going exactly as they are. It means their osios are not good enough. There's not enough coming through. There's spiritual cholesterol coming in. Add a name Chaim, quick. Add a name Raphael, so that a new pipeline is opened up. Mamish, like a ruchnius, like a stent. A stent is how you open up a valve that's closed. That's exactly what's going on. Hainu. Shahaisa shvira vehelam v'nefila ba'osios. That what happened? It's not just that there was a shvira like this, you know, ethereal thing, but that the osios broke. Kinir mas b'paso, galei naivi abita niflaos misayra secha. Reveal to my eyes, and may I see niflaos. Niflaos is pella, our wonderments, our things that are beyond understanding. Pella is aleph. But it also means, and this is a Radamskir Torah, this is a Torah in in Tiferet Shloima, in Shmais, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Nifla ois is no trikon nafal ois. Hashem, gal enai, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes, ve'abito, that I can see, nafal ois. That I can see the fallen ois in your Torah. That I can see in my life what has fallen. What am I supposed to pick up? What needs to be fixed? What are the osios around that I need to fix? Do I need to fix a resh? Is the head of something missing? Is it an ayin? Are the eyes? Is something broken with eyes? Okay. Is it? Do I need to be gomel dalim? Do I need to do a gimel dalid? Do I need to do gomel chasadim to people? Is it Aleph Bina? Am I supposed to be thinking of the highest levels of thought? What is it? What is my tikkun? Some people go their entire lives without wondering, what is the thing I'm supposed to fix? Right, Bin? We have text messages from Chaver that are like, what? Does it really matter if I'm from, like, now? Right? I read to my shir text messages that I got from old Talmidim, who were basically saying, like, what's with the... I don't... Why should I care about the minutia of things? Is it so bad if I want to say, like, maybe in a bunch of years I'll be from, but, like, I don't need the stress of it. I'm really happy without it now. It happens to be it's a terrible time to ask me these questions because I'm in, like, Eis Milchama mode, right? There's Eis Shalom, you know? Eis Lischok, Eis Livchos. There's a time to laugh, time to cry. So, like, I picture, like, a big board with the 28 aces, the 28 times of, like, life and, like, what the, you know, what the pegs are in at the moment. No, but it's just a Talmud. It's just off the top of my mind. And Nebuch, this Talmud is, like, asking me about, like, you know, I don't feel connected. Whatever, he's trying to hint at other things. But he's really just saying, like, why should I be from? And, like, I'm in, like, milchama mode with, like, guardian and like, watching soldiers lay down their lives and Tehillim rallies and everything. And I'm like, what?
And that kid ran away.
What?
And that kid ran away.
Oh, at that moment, Motzei Shabbos, there was a kid missing in the five towns.
Sheesh.
Right? So, like, I was walking to, like, go find this kid. Sheesh. And I was just like, just grow up. It's like, why? Because, like, this is... Because truth is truth. Because truth is truth. Because you think you're happy? You think you're happy? You won't be happy if you're not looking for your broken oaths. And I couldn't exactly answer that, but I did answer with the truth is truth. But, like, I want to be able to say that. And also, I can't text as fast as I'm going to. This thing, mom was rough. It was rough. I was like, whatever. Bin Sadik made me feel better. I felt terrible, like, for basically 24 hours. Right? Bin Yamin also. It's, you know.
Maybe you should have just called him.
What?
You should have just called him.
It was better to not be a verbal connection. Because I thought of calling, and then I was like, I'm just gonna
offend him.
Yeah, because you know what? I was also there's also like, okay. Do you really not look at what's going on now? How much longer do you think this is gonna go on? You really like doing like, what am I gonna be like in 40 years? Ever. 40 years. Are you crazy? When Reb Zev comes and talks to me about Shoko, I lose my mind. I'm like, in Yerushalayim? Like, you guys are snickering, but like, it's like, you gotta get in as much as possible now. Right, when that clock starts going, and it starts going from double digits now down to single digits, and you have the ball, you're just gonna be like, do I want to shoot it now? Like, maybe I want to hold on to it. Let's, you know, let's come up with a plan. Let's call a timeout. Just quickly throw it. The buzzer's coming. So, like, I'm trying to say it to him. He's like, then whatever. I'll just die with everyone else not in the second Holocaust. I'm like, all right. It's not really. What?
He texted you that?
I was saying, like.
He said that?
I was saying, don't you want to be part of like, the ones that make it out of Mitzrayim? Don't you want to not be, like, one of the 4/5 Jews in Koshev, like, no. And he's like, eh. Obviously, there's more going on, and that's it's a more disturbed as it is. But like Nebuch, it's much harder to be from when you think there's like another 80 years of it, right? But like, it's not hard, you know. It's not hard to be from if you think it's like there's like 1 week left, you know. I'm not saying that's the Metzias, however. Just
it's on recording.
Yeah. Okay, Chavar, we're going to stop here.